Thank you very much for being here. It's been a long, almost long week, or it feels like almost a week, although it's been only 3 days. So thank you. It's been said at the beginning, we're going from the macro to the micro a little bit, and this is just an empirical analysis of potentially inappropriate use of antipsychotics in nursing homes. Yesterday, there was an outstanding panel looking at this precise issue in another vulnerable population group, children. So we have a good spectrum of this example of safety concerns, either related with children or nursing home residents. I would like to acknowledge Vincent Ron and the Brand University Center for Gerontology and Healthcare Research that really helped navigate the data and facilitated the data. It's always important for faculty researchers. And Vincent was one of my formative students, so he collaborated on early stages of the research projects. A little background, aging is expected to increase the demand of long-term care services. This is not news from anyone here, and mental health problems are prevalent in nursing homes. Depression currently affects between 12 to 20% of the population aged 65 years and over. In frequent mental health distress that is defined as having 14 or more days with mentally unhealthy days affects 6.5% of the population 65 years and over. So in terms of the demographics of the population and the burden of the disease, unfortunately, it seems like this problem it's only going to escalate. Antipsychotic drugs are FDA-approved indications for schizophrenia, bipolar 1 disorder, and adjunct therapy in major depressive disorder and depressed phase of bipolar disorder in adults. Besides the FDA-approved indications, could be off-label prescribing. Antipsychotics are often used for senior nursing home residents with behavioral disorders for indications that are not FDA-approved. Therefore, off-label prescribing, in spite of the evidence of increased mortality among patients with dementia-related disorders, it is still very high, this off-label prescribing. So the objectives of this research project were to examine associations between antipsychotic drug utilization in nursing homes and facility characteristics, and we control for the residents' demographic profile and the cognitive impairment and the functional status of the nursing home resident. Data and methods, we use different data sources, the CMS Services Nursing Home Compare Quality Measure Database, and as I mentioned before, the Brown University Long-Term Care Focus Database. This is the database that it's readily available to the public, so I invite anyone interested in replicating the study or using it for a different purposes. It's very rich. We use also information from the U.S. Census Bureau and the National Center for Health Statistics to help classify the nursing homes in terms of rural or urban location. This is a cross-sectional study from 2008. Unfortunately, 2008 is the most updated information that we have with, related with prescription drugs, antipsychotics, and antidepressants in particular. And as I said before, it's very rich data, and it's a very large effort. So hopefully, Brown University will continue collecting and making this data available to the public, which is outstanding. The outcome variable for this study was the utilization of antipsychotic drugs, and we divided the entire sample size. This is a representative sample size of all nursing homes across the nation. And we divided the sample size in two groups. Those facilities, nursing home facilities, with residents with a diagnosis of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, and nursing home facilities without any resident at all with the diagnosis of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. So we use typically vivariate analysis, multilinear regression models to test associations with antipsychotic use. The sample study excluded a number of nursing home facilities across the country. Hospital-based facilities are quite unique, different than nursing homes, and therefore were excluded because of the type of services they provide. Facilities with an average age for the residents less than 20 years of age, we considered that the children population in that facility was not representative of the entire sample that we were interested in looking at. And some states with very small number of facilities, such as Alaska or Hawaii, were also excluded from the analysis. We have some incomplete data in terms of number of residents and facilities that did not report the antidepressants utilization highly associated with antipsychotic use were also excluded from the analysis. Therefore, the final analytical sample included 11,339 nursing home facilities and 1.1 million nursing home residents across the nation. And as I said, two groups, a little less than 3,000 facilities with over 385,000 residents that included residents with the diagnosis, and 8,482 facilities that have over 744,000 residents without the diagnosis of the schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. To show you some of the results, hopefully you can read this first slide, show you the differences. The first column includes all facilities in this study with over 1.1 million residents. Second column, facilities that included the residents with the diagnosis of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. And the third column, facilities without any residents with the diagnosis. In terms of age, residents without the diagnosis are older and higher percentage of males, higher percentage of whites. There are also differences in some of the comorbidities, but I could like to highlight the differences in terms of the behavioral symptoms of the residents in those facilities between the two groups. And particularly interesting to me, at least, is the prescription drug use. So as you can see, as expected, the utilization, the prevalent rate of antipsychotics in the group of facilities with the diagnosis, it was 33.6%. But if you look at the third column, the utilization of antipsychotics was over 21% among residents that have no diagnosis, therefore no FDA indication for utilization of antipsychotics. The utilization rate for antidepressants is higher among these residents, and the average number of prescriptions for nursing home residents is 11. So that gives you, again, an idea of the high utilization of pharmaceuticals in general. This is the result of the regression model for, in this case, the antipsychotic use in facilities with the schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. And as you can see, the payment source, Medicare, and particularly Medicaid, is highly significant. The non-for-profit status of the facility and the location of the facility, rural facilities compared to urban residents, it's also highly significant in the association with antipsychotics. You can see also that nursing staffing, it's another key determinant of utilization of antipsychotics and we compare registered nurses and the sign, if you can see, is -3. So registered nurses reduce the utilization, or I shouldn't say reduce. The association is negative in terms of utilization of antipsychotics, while lower level qualified type of nurses and healthcare aides are positively associated with utilization of antipsychotics. Similarly, when we look at those facilities that have no resonance with the diagnosis of schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, Medicaid is still highly significant, meaning that higher percentage of residents, Medicaid beneficiaries in the nursing home, it's associated with higher use of antipsychotics. Urban-rural location, it's also associated. Source of admission of the resident was another interesting finding. It is certainly important where the resident comes directly from a hospital and therefore with the prescription already and is admitted into the nursing home compared to residents that just come from the community. The occupancy rate of the nursing home is also associated with antipsychotic use and the length of a stay for the residents in the facility, the number of admissions per day, meaning the length of a stay of those residents. So to put it in a more graphic way, if you want, when we focus the attention on the nursing home characteristics associated with antipsychotic use, among residents without a diagnosis, higher percentage of Medicaid residents, for-profit status of the nursing home, rural location, and availability in the nursing home of a special care unit are associated with higher utilization of antipsychotics. Higher nursing staff, registered nurses compared to 35 auxiliary nurses, staff hours of direct care to the resident and admissions per bed are negatively, it's lower the association with antipsychotics. When we look at the characteristics of the residents in the facility, utilization of antidepressants, behavioral symptoms, when the resident have behavioral symptoms or with the resident depression diagnosis worsening over the period of analysis, low cognitive impairment for the resident, physical dependency, we measure their daily activities, the average of the daily activities and how is that we proxy the physical dependency of the resident, and hospital admission, as I mentioned before, are positively associated with antipsychotic use. So to conclude, nursing home for-profit status, payment source, Medicaid in particular, staff proficiency, residents' cognitive impairment, pain management, when the resident, this was another interesting finding, when the resident constantly report that it's in pain, it's associated with antipsychotic use, hospital admission, among residents without a diagnosis. So further research is needed to fully understand and assess the impact of antipsychotic use on two fronts, the health outcomes for the residents in the facility and the cost. As I mentioned before, many of these large percentages are Medicare and Medicaid residents. Utilizations of antipsychotics for off-label indications is therefore common in nursing homes. Medicaid, Medicare Part B and D, they all cover off-label indications. So we believe that there is room for discussion and improvement in this front. So we need to have better and more information about the FDA information that is approved by the FDA related to antipsychotic use and improve detection of non-compliance with federal standards for antipsychotic use. Need for economic assessment of interventions to improve antipsychotic utilization could be in our minds the way to go. Just briefly, some limitations related with the data sources we used. The frequency of the measurements are not exactly coincide in time. These are CMS-certified nursing homes data, but non-certified nursing homes, which represent 4% of the U.S. nursing homes, are not included in the study. And when the prevalence rates are small, the data are suppressed, so we impute a number of tiers of data to make it a larger. And this is all facility self-reported data. So therefore, as with any other survey, there are some potential errors for reporting errors, measuring errors, and missing data. I think I managed to make it on time. I was getting the warning. So thank you very much for your attention.
Data.
Ownership status in general is found to be associated with overall poor quality of